Hi, everybody. I'm Newton.
And I'm Precious.
And we're here today. You want to say something there, honey? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, we usually do this hot waters thing, but okay, whatever.
All right, well, let's start again. All right, you ready?
All right.
Don't mess up this time, honey.
I didn't miss it.
I didn't mess up.
I didn't miss it.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Hi, everybody. I'm Newton.
And I'm Precious.
And together, we... Honey... Y'all said that
you're confusing me, and this poor boy is rotten next to me.
Well, I mean, we'll be able to talk to him if you can do what you said you was going to do when you did it, but you didn't the last time, so this time we got... You see what I'm saying, honey?
I fear we're barring people now.
Well, all right, let's just start. Are we going to do it or not?
All right, one more time.
All right. Hi! See, now you got me all confused. All right.
You came that way.
Right. Y'all cut that out. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
3, 2, 1. Are we going to do it on 0?
Don't confuse me.
All right.
Don't use numbers around me.
All right. One more. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say the 1.
You're going to irritate them. They're going to turn this thing off because we haven't started anything at all. We're barring the hell out of people by bickering. Bickering, you're Sammy McBickering.
You know, I wasn't the one that held this up. I was all ready to go, and then you just decided that you was going to...
You know what? If we keep doing this, this poor man's going to leave. He's like a very handsome woodland creature.
He is kind of. It's kind of like that Bilbo...
No. He doesn't have funny looking feet or nothing. He's kind of cute.
He ain't got.
But he's like a dog.
How do you know about his feet?
Yes, in the movie.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, all right.
They shrunk actors for that. They made them very small and they gave them hormones, so they had like extra testosterone. The boy drugs.
Boy juice.
Boy juice?
That's what they call it, I think. I think that...
Well,
we can talk
Harry
to Titty about
feet.
It.
Titty knows that stuff.
She does.
We got a daughter named Titty. We're really chastity bone of salt water because we adopted...
Are we going to do this?
Lord.
Are we going to start... Are we going to start this
proper? Yeah, all right, because he's going to leave.
All right. Are you all ready? I don't want to start if you're going to hold things up again.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'm having a good time.
All right.
I always have a good time.
Hi, everybody. I'm Newton.
And I'm Precious.
And
together we're the Saltwaters.
Welcome to the casting pod thing that the kids are doing today. We have us today a Mr. Anderson comedy here.
Actually, my name is actually Rob Crean. Anderson Comedy is sort of my production entity or whatever.
So we can call you Anderson instead of Mr. Comedy?
I guess whatever.
Why would you be called Rob if your name was Anderson?
Well, it's Anderson's the... Well, it used to be a comedy group, Anderson Comedy, and then it's sort of just what I use to book... I can see how it's confusing.
You're schizophrenic?
I was going to say, he's a group.
No.
How do you...
Well, it started out, it was me and my friend, my friends Nick, Rachel, Shakir, and
so
Jeff
you had
and
a,
Adam.
That seems
we
exotic.
Were, yeah, it, well, yeah, Shakir's a very exotic
Shakir.
Person.
Shakir.
So, you had
he's
a
gigantic
female
Bengal.
Side of your personality.
Well,
as
couple,
well, is what you're saying.
Well, no, not,
and
it was
Islam
a group,
one.
But now it's just me.
Jump in there at any time.
It was.
So you got a lot of therapy.
I understand it is confusing. Basically, it was initially a group, and then people dropped off, and now it's just sort of the name that I use for promoting comedy. Some of them.
And so they left you as just the Anderson Comedy.
So now it's just
me.
But
they were using your name too.
Well, no, it's not the. Well, that's the name that I use for you know, I do The Gas. That's the show that you guys are going to be on. And that's every Friday at Great Scott, and then I do.
I would call it bloated.
Well, you work at a gas station? Is that good?
No, it's a club in Alston. It's Great Scott.
Oh, we live there.
Oh, we're going to play there, aren't we?
We live there.
Yeah. We going to do that show.
Where is it?
Are you part of that show?
Well, I'm the producer, I guess, is how I'd be described. Yeah, so that's on the corner of Harvard and Commonwealth Avenues in Austin, Massachusetts.
Okay, I mean Harvard.
Oh, that's
02134.
Were they finally letting you? They wouldn't let us in. Tracy went there for a little while and switched over to MIT, and they wouldn't let us in because they said we was too reckless on the campus. And because we call people hippies very loudly because we have opinions, not unlike yourself, sir.
Yeah,
we're opening our hearts up to hippies a little bit more since we live amongst you now.
I'm also not allowed on Harvard campus either.
Really?
Well, I mean,
what'd you do?
No, I'm not allowed. But they look at me.
You like rooting for grubs or something on a common thing?
I just get looks when I go through there. I feel like I could pass for a professor, but I don't know.
I know we're on audio, but we got he got some kind of Patsy Cline kind of Western shirt on.
That's true.
I think that's probably more the looks that you're getting. I think if he was wearing like a something from the Shire or something, people would probably, especially there at Harvard, because they love that.
Do you know what? I need to get one of those tweed jackets with the leather elbow pads. That's probably.
Because they fall a lot. There.
Does that help you get grubs?
I think it makes you fit in more at Harvard.
One reason we got thrown out is because we were truffle hunting.
Oh.
They didn't like the pig.
Hmm.
They said wildlife isn't allowed down there, but I was like, hey, have you met some Harvard students?
But I like the pig because I married her.
Ha ha ha. Somebody's going to be sleeping out in the parking lot again. I'm locking them out of the RV.
You got to wipe the dirt off your nose, dear.
Somebody's going to laugh at him because I sure as heck are not.
Oh, my. Oh, man.
Well, those truffles, they're worth they're very very expensive.
And where we came from, you can find them and sell them. So we have a trip. We had a truffle pig. Somebody down in Austin took him from us because they said it wasn't good for vegans or something like that. He was meat.
Hmm.
They said they didn't like pork.
Really? I'm vegan. I don't know. You wouldn't take my pig. I mean, if you're not eating it. I wouldn't take someone's pig. What am I going to do with the pig?
You're supposed to clean up your pig crap or something like that. You're supposed to carry a plastic bag around you all the time to clean up after your... I mean, who makes these laws?
They put a little sign on it and said dogs didn't say nothing about no pigs on campus.
No, it don't. So you're a vegan?
Yes, yeah.
Vegan?
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's sort of an age divide. Everyone over 40 says vegan. Everyone under 40 says vegan. I think that's generally tends to be.
So you don't eat?
No,
is that right?
They worship trees.
Oh, I eat. You eat vegetables, pine cones, acorns, stuff like that.
Acorns are delicious if you put it in with a disc. Sure. We used to have roadkill stew down. We still do once in a while if a squirrel has an accident.
It's a little bit harder around here.
The squirrels down in around the campuses are kind of, and if you have a good rock, you can catch them and make your own sometimes, but it goes very well with acorns,
right.
So I agree with that.
That's right.
But you might not like the squirrel park because it breaks.
Right, yeah, I wouldn't eat the squirrel.
So tell me about this gas station that you work at.
Well, it's the Gas is the name of the show. It's every Friday night at Great Scott. With very few exceptions.
What do you mean, great? Something happened?
Great. Well, no, that's the name of the venue's Great Scott.
Oh, I thought you were saying Great Scott.
Great Scott.
It's
pretty much the best rock venue in Boston. Middle East is a really good rock venue too, but that's in Cambridge. But in Boston, I would say it's the best rock venue in Boston proper.
And that's where we're gonna go.
Yep. Yeah.
Then did they know about this?
Oh, yeah.
They're letting us in anyway.
Yep.
Honey,
usually they don't let us off the street these days. This is great. Thank you very much, Anderson.
Well, they're taking me at my word. Oh, thanks. Yeah, it was, and
you got that show, too, right?
Father Knows Best.
You look a little young for that, but that's not me.
Father Knows Best. No, that's...
They had Bud and Kathy
and
Myrtle, or whatever the older angry girl.
I did
Carol
do a
Channing still looks like she's 30. So.
I did do a sitcom that was called Three's Company 2, which is
so that'd be Five's Company.
It was the sequel to Three's Company. I know what you're thinking.
So be five.
Wasn't
company?
There already a sequel to Three's Company? Three's a Crowd, and that's true. But I sort of think of it like you know, Night of the Living Dead, where you know there's Dawn of the Dead and then Return of the Living Dead, and it's two separate sequels from the same movie that go off in different directions.
So it's like John
sort of
Ritter is as a zombie come back from the grave with
that would be a good idea for a sitcom.
You got a zombie in your house? No, we don't. No, we don't. Like that.
But she's
that
pretty.
I would
watch
that.
She got nice hooters.
I think that's a good idea for a sitcom.
I'm a homosexual.
Yeah, that would be.
All right. Yeah. I see.
Yeah, sure.
That would be pretty funny. Company two like over it. With a side of fries.
Mm. But you should call it Five's Company.
Five's Company. Well, there was
instead
only
of Three's Company two.
Well, it was the sequel, the second part of Three's
oh,
Company.
Oh, I
yeah.
see what you're saying. So it wasn't five people.
No. There
were
still
three people.
Well, I mean, I guess in the cast there were five people, but only three were living in the house.
But there was the yeah. Mr. Hurley, too, because I liked his jumpsuits. I often model my clothing line on there.
We didn't, in our version, it wasn't Mr. We had the upstairs neighbor was Fred Schneider. That was the upstairs neighbor.
But who's Fred Schneider?
But no,
he's the
I
singer
know.
Of the B-52s.
Oh, I thought he was the man
what?
From the...
B-52s. Band from a... From,
ball, isn't it?
They're from Georgia.
I think we're pretty out. I think we kind of keep
Georgia,
up on
yeah.
current.
They're country?
Trend.
No, they're not really country. They're more dance music.
Oh, like waltzing?
No, more
so
like
Fred Waring, you're saying, or
more polka.
Yeah, like
probably
like,
closer
to
polka, yeah, than country, right. I guess. I not mean, exactly polka, but
lobster.
Yeah, yeah, exactly like that. Right, you know. And then you get down, it goes down, you know. And everyone
oh, I
on the
can
dance
write lyrics
floor
like that.
Goes down.
Down, down, down.
Yeah, our lyrics are complicated, but they just I know this song. You go down, down, down.
And everyone on the dance floor creeps down.
We should write a song about motion.
We should do that.
You should write a motion song. Sideways, we're going sideways, and everybody just kind of go towards the door, but I guess.
I like that.
Sideways.
I like that.
Sideways, we'll just sing that over and over.
That could be a dance
again.
Hit.
And we could combine it with Sticky. Okay, sideways, and then everybody just sticks to the wall at the end.
Because
we have a song named Sticky now.
And Diagonal. We could do Diagonal.
It's like Connect Four with dancing. I know what Connect Four
wow.
is.
Wow,
sure.
Titty Hayes one.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you single? Because I got a we got a daughter.
I do. I have a girlfriend, but I'm not married.
So you're not. You're single.
So
technically,
there's
yeah.
I don't know unless there's a wedding ring on there. Although our daughter is, she denies it, but I believe that she's engaged to Matt Donaher. Because he had his way with her.
I know Matt Donaher.
I don't trust him.
Well, he did defy her. So, you know, where we come from, they get married. So, I'm assuming they're getting married. But if they don't, would you take the cow if the milk was already free?
Well,
I want you
to look at this picture.
I don't know if I'm the best.
Right here. Just take a look at that picture and then just kind of merge it in your mind with Mr. Anderson or Mr. Comedy here.
What are you talking about?
I mean, just for children's sake. I mean.
Oh, you mean stop talking about the.
No, I'm just saying if they got married and had children and bring them up.
Oh, that'd be adorable. She's only 3 feet tall.
I'm a little bit taller than that, but I'm very short.
You wouldn't have to adjust
short.
The furniture at all.
Yeah, I'm very, very small person.
Is this girlfriend tall?
She is tall, yes. She's a lot taller than me.
So she can get things down from the shelf?
Yes, that I can't reach. It's helpful.
Well, that's pretty well. You could maybe start, I would really like you to have lunch at least. With Teddy, because I think that you could start like a race of little people.
She might be vegan.
I think that
she might be vegan. We don't know. She changes things. She changes the lock sometimes. We moved in because our RV broke down. We didn't mean to stay here.
No.
We just had to.
No.
And that and gas.
Yep.
When you got an RV with no gas, it's called a house.
Hmm.
But they don't like us because we live in the Stop and Shop parking lot at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, they're like, they take the house. And we have to move on with Tootie again. And she's like, stop living with you. That's my roommate. And I can't figure out if her roommate's like a girl or boy.
Hmm. What's her roommate's name?
Pat.
Pat. Nah, that's a tough one. Do you know what it's short for? Have you? That's a good thing. You should ask if it's short for something.
Pat, get out of the bathroom.
Some people call you And?
No, people call me Rob Crean, usually.
Well,
that's a strange one for an Anderson.
It is a strange name. It's weird. Most people call me by my full name. I don't know why.
So most people say,
Anderson Comedy,
Anderson
Rob Crean?
Comedy, well, how no, are they, you? Well, Come on in. Would you care for a nice bowl of roadkill stew?
Well... No, not usually, no. People, well, Anderson Comedy
vegan
is the...
Vegan roadkill stool.
I wonder what would that be?
That would just be leaves.
Yeah, that would be, I guess if a...
Something stuck in the grill. A
couple of branches that get run over on the street, probably.
Is comedy French?
Some comedy is French. I believe, is French.
With the name comedy... Is it from, are your people French?
Oh, no, comedy.
Jerry Lewis is a genius.
Jerry Lewis is very popular in France.
He is.
Yeah. Like comedy.
Hey, lady. Hey.
Comedy. I wonder.
Hey, Dean, don't hit me again.
I need a cigarette.
Wow. And you got the big buck tooth and he's looking like a Chinaman. Oh my goodness! So is that the kind of comedy you do? Do you do like buck teeth Chinaman kind of thing?
I wouldn't describe it like that. I guess it's pretty similar to Jerry Lewis. I've got sort of a weird voice, and I'm kind of stammery, much like Jerry Lewis.
I think he was just clumsy, and they got it. They're like, oh, look, let's just send Jerry out for a walk. And then he falls something, then they put it in the movie. Like, ha ha, he had an accident. He's got insurance. We could fix him up and throw him off a cliff again later on. Oh, the French love that.
That might be why. I don't think he can walk anymore. He doesn't walk very well. I know I've seen him in a wheelchair a lot.
He's gotten
a lot bigger, yeah.
He's kind of orca big, like.
He's husky.
Like who? Like that Orson Welles?
I don't think he's Orson Welles.
Isn't he like unnaturally old?
He is unnaturally old. He's got to be in his, I guess, in his late 80s, probably.
Oh, that's not that old.
That's pretty old,
I guess. Where we came from, they lived to be about 120.
Really?
And then they take their driver's licenses away, and they get sad and die.
Yeah, I would get sad if that happened, if I lost my license, I guess.
Especially if you usually used to ride just horses.
Yeah.
They take their driver's license away from their horses. Isn't that mean?
That is pretty mean.
They're falling off. What are you doing?
I'm checking to see how old Jerry Lewis is.
Oh. He's got a little thing. He's down
what,
with his
what
phone.
Is that?
It's a little iPhone.
It's a...
Yeah. All right.
Let's see.
He was born in 1926, so that would make him 84. Is that right? That's right. He was born Joseph Levitch.
Josie.
Yeah, I don't know.
His name is Jerry Lewis Joseph. I ain't changing my name.
Joe's
I like
not
my
funny
name.
That much.
Precious changed her name because she got married to me, but that's the way we work things here. This ain't France.
No. Well, I think they take the... Women sometimes take the man's name after marriage in France, don't they? I guess I don't really know that much about France.
But I think if they do, they got to turn it into some kind of French, like lay salt water or something.
De la salt water.
Yeah, de la sol.
Well, that would be
sol.
That would be Spanish, I guess. It would be
de salt water.
Something like that.
De salt water.
That don't sound too good.
No, it doesn't. It just sounds like we're not intelligent.
Well, I want to thank you, Mr. Anderson, for Mr. Comedy. I'm sorry, Anderson.
You could be. This is Austin.
Or you can just call me
Mr. Anderson Comedy. Why don't we'll just leave it like that?
You can just call me Rob or Rob Crean. Rob's good.
Well, yeah. Anderson, we want to thank you for being on our Castipod.
How are you going to get it out of there?
Out of where?
out of the thing. That's just a squiggly line.
I don't.
How did they? She did Titty know how to move it into the universe?
Well, that's what she. That's what she does. She does something with it. I don't know. But you know, I mean, we could always just look at the line because that is. See, because I talk.
Oh my!
That's very
loud.
And I say, hey, everybody! And the line goes real big like that.
My voice is very quiet. I barely even make a dent in it when I talk.
Is this what marijuana's like?
I haven't smoked marijuana in a very long time, but I guess it's what it's like.
I thought...
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I know, I've got a beard. You'd think that
vegans
I would...
Eat it instead, don't they?
Some do. I definitely know some that do.
Don't do that. You're going to hurt everybody.
I like the way that works.
This is why we sing, because when he talks, he gets us in trouble.
I just like watching that live. Jump up!
Stop that.
All right. Well, we should, let's, Mr. Anderson Comedy, it's been lovely you to stop by the trailer. We really thank you for doing it, and when is your shift at the gas station again?
Well, it's every Friday, but I know you guys are going to be there, was it November 6th, is it 5th? November 5th, yeah, you guys will be there November 5th.
I'll never forget a date.
It's a good date. It should be a lot of fun. That's going to be at 7:30. 7:55. Yeah, well, 7:55 you guys are going to go on. The doors at 7:30 should be, so... Get there early to make sure you get a seat. There's a lot of room in there, but not that many seats. So hurry up and get there early so that you can get a seat. Otherwise, it's standing room only.
All right. Well,
and they're going to give us 2 microphones. It's like playing the palace.
It's almost going to be like playing the Grand Ole Opry, which is our goal.
Probably get more microphones than that if you want. They've got a
microphones.
They've got a great sound setup.
My goodness!
Wow!
One of the best in the city.
Wow. We used to use just like hands to wires. Or just loud. See how loud he can be?
Yeah.
We didn't even used to give us microphones. We've been dreaming for that. Someday we're going to own.
Yeah. It's a good thing to own a microphone.
So, let me get this. Okay. We're doing 7:55, November 5th. Great Scott!
Mm-hmm. What?
In Austin, which is by our house sometimes. And what else are... Oh, isn't it the Boston Comedy Festival involved with this thing? Now, why are we in a comedy festival, Anderson?
I don't know.
We're in a comedy festival.
Well, it's part of the Fringe. Well, you've got some comedians on the show, right? You've got Andrew Mayer. He's a comedian.
I thought he was a singer.
No, he's a... That's John Mayer, I think you're thinking of.
John Mayer.
Oh, good, yeah. because he's not respectful.
No, yeah.
The thing, tree alone.
Nothing. Yeah, John Mayer does also do stand up comedy, but it will not be him doing stand up. It'll be Andrew Mayer. I call him Drew.
Because he's good art.
He's not a bad artist.
And he calls you And.
Usually calls me Rob.
There's that name again.
Rob Cream.
And there's a an Indian fella. And I thought
really?
He was, yeah.
No.
From
Raj Subraman.
Indiana.
Yep.
I remember that name.
It's a fake name. It's close to his real name.
I wonder if his real name is Rob.
Yeah, Rob Crane.
It's close.
Probably Rob Crane. Anyway.
It's very close to Rob, but
right.
Rob Crane.
Not quite.
All right.
That's my name.
And then we get Freddie Nachos.
I remember him. He was a funny guy. He's got that big old floppy Mexican hat.
He's funny, but I never understand a word he says. How can he be funny and not understand a word he said? But he is funny.
Know.
He's a comic. Okay.
Yeah, so I guess that's why you guys would be, you know.
Oh, what about the donkeys? Are they funny?
You're going to have a donkey?
The Donkey Brothers? No, they're singers.
They're from Tijuana.
They're French-Canadian, actually. They're from Canada.
It's an international show.
It is an international show. That's
My
true.
Goodness.
Yeah.
All right.
Drew is from Rhode Island, which is a whole different state.
So he's just angry.
I guess it's sort of. Yeah, people from Rhode Island tend to be angry. So sort of like a Napoleon complex, you know, coming from such a small state, yet you feel like you got something to prove. So
they come up in there.
Scrappy.
Hello, they always call them a state in quote.
It's a mean thing to do. That's not nice. But people do that, yeah.
He's like, we're at Rhode Island, D.C., District of Columbia is going to kick your butt.
Yeah, it's free. District of Columbia, not even a state, but almost as big as Rhode Island.
My goodness. All right, well, thank you for coming by.
Well, they didn't finish with the donkeys.
Well, honey, we said goodbye about 10 minutes ago, and you kept yakking.
Well, it's because you're yelling all the way up at the beginning of the whole darn thing. Hey, I'm surprised anybody be listening to the whole thing.
All right, we'll wrap it up, honey, because we got to, we should, I'm seeing down the street, they got that parking meter lady.
Oh, her again.
Yeah, so we gonna have to wrap up real soon, so I'm just going to let you do it, because it seems like every time I try to wrap it up, I can't, because y'all keep doing it, so y'all keep.
All right. So come see us in the Donkey Brothers and Drew Mayer, as in art, and Ravi Zraj, whoever, Silverami. And Freddie Nacho.
Don't give us a ticket.
And we're at Austin.
I'm coming right down.
A Great Scott.
I'm coming right down. Don't move it.
On November 5th.
Don't move it right now.
At 7:55. How much are tickets?
$5. $5, yeah.
$5. We're cheap. All
right. Yeah, it's a good deal. You won't find a better deal, really, any place in the city.
Boston Comedy Festival, although we're not particularly funny, but apparently other people are.
Yeah, sure. Drew's very funny.
I
think he'll be yelling for a little bit longer. I guess we can probably wrap it up.
All right. Do we need to insult you?
No.
We have that way.
No, I'm not. I'm hard to insult.
Please don't fire us.
Oh no, I'm excited to have you guys on. Thanks for doing the show.
All right. Well, thank you, honey. We really gotta go move that car. You're gonna have to push it to get it jump started, I think.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, everybody. Thank you.